I would say the one challenge that we sort of anticipated was the ballot was so large for this election. It was that two-sided ballot, and then there were the five referendum questions on that ballot. So we saw something that we don't normally see in an election, which is a backup at the voting booth. People were just spending an extraordinary amount of time reviewing their ballots. At some sites, we actually saw lines, almost like people waiting for a parking space in a parking lot for an opening at a voting booth at their polling place.
Is there something or a number of things that this election taught you or that you learned from it that would be useful the next time around?
I think it forced a challenge to the administration of elections, which is it is really becoming increasingly difficult to recruit and to retain election workers. The work has become much more difficult. It's become more complex. Seems like every general election, there are fairly significant changes to election law and election procedures, which makes it more difficult for the election workers to really feel competent in terms of the duties that they're performing. We really need to look at our election worker recruitment strategies, how we can get more people feeling that great sense of civic responsibility and civic pride so that we can feel competent that the people at our polling sites have the skills and the ability and the enthusiasm to do this very important work.
I believe this was the first year that poll watchers could stand within 3 feet of voters. Did that occur at sites in Milwaukee? And if so, did it present any friction or any other difficulties?
It did, and I think that's something probably unnerving experience, as any of us can imagine, to have someone within 3 feet of you watching you perform your duties. So that presents a challenge to election workers, but it's also something that the public will need to adjust to. When you go to vote and when you present your name and your address, that is a matter of public information. The anonymity, if you will, of voting is really in how you vote your ballot, but not that you are voting. So citywide, I think people adjusted to the new observer rules very well. I think the observers themselves were very responsive and very respectful of maintaining order in the voting site. So I'm not aware of any unusual occurrences in terms of implementation of this new rule.